That's why they call me BTZ. I'm back, I'm back. That's why they call me BTZ. I'm back, I'm back. And I don't give a fuck if this chick was my own mother. I'd still fuck her with no rubber. And have a son and a baby brother at the same time. And say that it ain't mine. What's my name? I am BTZ. I'm back. Oh, back. All right, shit. Wait, I guess this is an audio development journal, right? Okay, so the year is year Juan for the beatily inclined. This one's gonna be about, it's gonna be about a lot of things. We'll see how much we can cover, but it's gonna be about wading through the fog of war. It's gonna be about clout chain encoding or clout chain op return encoding to be more specific. It's gonna be about this concept of root, or that's what I'm calling it at least. And it's probably gonna be a bit about time, right? So we got a lot to cover. We'll see how much we could do. If you were paying attention, I had put up some requisite materials for some of the open source learning lectures, I guess you could fucking call them. So here's the deal with that. I put up about one or two things. There's a whole lot more that's going to be added to that in terms of requisite materials, and things are going to pick up. In the course, I'm not gonna fucking lie to you. It's probably gonna be, it's gonna take a bit of a pace to it, and we're gonna cover a lot more. We'll see. It's probably like that time in the course where, everyone's kind of gets through the first part, and everyone thinks that, they're doing well, they're getting it, and then that midterm comes up and then things start to pick up and some kids will drop the course, others say, all right, well, I'll see how I do on the next one, maybe I'll drop it then, and others excel. So we'll see what happens. We'll see. I guess we'll be separating the meat from the shaft, as they say. And so yeah, it's been a little bit. We'll get back to it. Been dealing with butt heads, but these fools, these motherfuckers, so silly. Kind of quite childish tactics, but I digress. These motherfuckers must have stumbled in the wrong universe or something. I don't know. Must found themselves in the wrong universe and don't know what's what. But that's all right. Everyone's got to learn on their own hide, right? So let's get into it, right? So first thing first, right? First thing, let's talk about root, right? And then I guess we'll delve into the fog of war. So we spoke about in one of the last ADJs how this function of establishing accounts and most importantly your blockchain identity block publishing server is going to be done through the cloud chain, and the cloud chain would be used as a communication mechanism, and how just the general architecture of the system, it just would be much better to establish your accounts through the cloud chain as opposed to your identity blockchain under the directory of accounts. So we'd probably get rid of that whole idea of the directory of accounts and just move that function to the cloud chain. And we spoke about how this could be used as a communication mechanism. And so effectively, by moving this to the cloud chain layer, you could very easily just be switching your block publishing server as much as you need to. Like, there's no risk of censorship there, because you could just move to the next one and everyone will know it if they're monitoring, if they have your cloud chain, which is the whole point, right? So here's the deal, right? Let me break it all down for you. The cloud chain, right, is essentially, I was saying it was a fork of either Bitcoin or Litecoin. Really, I guess the better term would be a clone, right? Because a fork, you'd be, you know, forking off from the existing UTXO set. So we're obviously starting from scratch, from a new Genesis block and whatnot, as opposed to all those other Bitcoin forks. So, but the code is essentially the same. Now, what's different is the addition of one or a few potentially consensus rules, but the code is basically the same. What changes is this extra consensus rule of needing to have the right identity block chain block hash in your cloud chain block Coinbase transaction, right, in the free bytes space. Just like in Bitcoin, miners can put anything in that space. Like, what they usually do is signal the mining pool that's won the block, or, you know, sometimes they'll do signaling for upgrades and whatnot. So we're adding a new consensus rule, which depends on you having to have the right information in that space, in that part of the transaction, right? So it's an interesting concept. There may even be other things, other systems you could build off of that concept. I haven't really thought about it, but it is interesting where, you know, you have just the same blockchain, but blocks will be either accepted or rejected based upon what information is in that space. So it's just an additional layer of consensus on top of it. In our case, this consensus, you know, is accepting identity blocks, and in doing so, they are building, you know, it's the same proof of work that is burying this history in time, right? Making it unchangeable to the person who's creating the content, which makes up that history. So you probably get that basic concept, I hope, by now. So now what I'm going to get into is this concept of root, right? So root is the primary difference from, you know, the regular Bitcoin blockchain consensus and a cloud chain, right? Because every cloud chain has root, which is the content creator of its accompanying identity blockchain. And so every transaction on your cloud chain is an equal, you know, the blockchain is agnostic to them all, and even a transaction from root, which is like your identity on the cloud chain, from the blockchain's perspective, it doesn't know anything, but there's going to be some importance to that person, that address on the blockchain, right? And what I'm gonna potentially dive into later in this one is it's also gonna be root is gonna be especially important for proposing blocks, which every miner of the cloud chain is gonna certainly need to have an eye on, or at least their software, right? Because that's if they're not updating their cloud chain blocks free bytes section of the cloud chain blocks Coinbase transaction accordingly, the rest of the cloud chain network is going to be rejecting them. That's, the essential part of consensus that is added to the old system, right? So you have root, and then you have the rest of the system. You have those who are running nodes and mining the cloud chain, and you have those who are transacting on it, tipping and so forth. And also you're going to have these functions that serve as transactions, right? And so we spoke about that in the last one with DMs or encrypted communication. And so that's going to be one type of so there's basically going to be there's going to be three types of activity broadly, right? There's going to be regular transactions on the cloud chain, which you already know. It's like Bitcoin, pseudonymous transactions. And then there's going to be two types of op returns, right? There's going to be root op returns, which are special because one particular type of those op returns is going to be proposing identity blocks, and that's going to have a special encoding, and we'll get into that, right? And then the other type of op return is going to be everyone else who is either could be doing encrypted DMs, and we spoke about how that could work in the past, and so they're not going to be, I don't think, they're not going to have their own special address on the cloud chain, right? There's only root on the cloud chain, so they could be doing, they're not going to be like reusing addresses like root intentionally does is, and in all other cases this is bad, it's a privacy thing, but with root it's you need to have everyone know root and root's address, but they can be just doing, multiple numerous transactions under various addresses doing op returns, and no one's going to know who they are because you're doing an encrypted, the op return is an encrypted ciphertext, right? So no one knows who they are except for the, root is when he's reading them, will be decrypting them, and they're signed. You have that encrypted signing and signed encryption. Root does the signed encryption and vice versa. So you have those three broad types, and there's going to be lots of other types of op returns out from everyone else outside of root other than DMs, and there's going to be so that's the whole notification system, right? Whether it's DMs or just a notification like a reply, whether that reply is from someone who has a block publishing server or their lightweight address, right? That's how you do notifications. So it's like you got to own some clout to interact with people, right? You own everyone's clout. So it gets back to that idea of, in some senses, following is mining or, but. It's like the first part. Well, to better put it, if you want to interact with someone, you have to own a bit of their clout by just, mining it, and it should be easy to do. Or just getting some on the market or having been tipped it, right? And then, so taking it a step further, there's going to be even more notifications, right? Outside of DMs or the different types of replies. There's also going to be sort of functional op returns or functional notifications, which is an interesting concept. It's kind of like you do, you signify that you're going to follow, you're following Root, right? Like on the Truth Social network by doing that special, op return, which is going to have a specific encoding and prefix that signifies that it's a follow as opposed to a reply, as opposed to a DM. And then Root has its own prefixes, right? So we're going to get into that. So it's a whole system of encoding on top, which will be based on these prefixes, right? And you could have a checksum as well, and all that jazz. But what's more important is this ability to classify different notifications and all these different functions in the system by having a prefix for them. So these prefix bytes, or the version bytes, or whatever you want to call it, these designating bytes that will determine what type of either notification in the case of everyone else, or what Root is doing, like proposing blocks, will be a specific type for Root. And then like responding to DMs is will be another type of prefix, right? But I digress, right? Because I like to fucking jump ahead. The following function, right, will be this sort of functional notification in that it'll have a following prefix, and then eventually the software is going to be designed to react to some of these different prefix notifications. So the software is going to see this person, well, in one type, they'll react to what the notification is, but in the case of following, you're gonna be following someone, so you will be creating this op return with the correct following prefix, and then so that'll have a specific type of encoding which designates, who you're, it's the. You're going to be following Root, whoever that is, and so your software is actually going to subscribe to, say, probably an RSS feed of their BPS. So, it'll be like subscribing is following their feed potentially. Or at least that's one idea right now, right? So, in other words, you have all these different prefixes which indicate different types of notifications and whatnot. And then, in most cases, it's in and of itself, a notification is doing its job, so to speak, but there may be things that happen outside of the cloud chain itself to help the network run, right? Like subscribing to and someone's RSS feed could be equivalent to following them, right? And then so you could get into these different types of things, like you'll be looking at someone's feed and you want to like their reference, right? And so likes, we spoke about how in the old systems of social media, that's just an identity signifying, that they like a certain thing, which could, a certain, reference, which could easily be implemented on this system, but how we think that's kind of garbage because likes should be money, right? Likes should be value, right? Should be clout on the system. So you could even have set designations like one cloud coin, or whatever it is, whatever you want to make it, 10 cloud coins equals a like. And so you could just, it'd be like you're going through someone's feed and you just click like. And then so that, is sort of the reverse of the last one. And that signifies the software to do a transaction to tip 10 cloud coins to that reference, right? And of course, 10 cloud coins of mine are very different from someone else because they have a different difficulty to their cloud chain, right? It's sort of like, a like from a celebrity, right? Or a retweet from them, is different from some no name who has doesn't have a lot of doesn't have a big following, or in our case has like no difficulty. So you have that same gradient, or really, with likes it's like that. With a retweet, there's similarities as well because you're sharing it on your own feed and social media. So if some celebrity retweets your thing, they're giving you exposure. But in our case, if some celebrity, or really more importantly, someone with huge difficulty cloud chain retweets, or reshares, whatever you want to call it, echoes, whatever everyone's calling it, reshares it on their feed, it gives exposure to the people who own their cloud to like or tip it. In our case, liking is tipping. But I digress, right? And of course, you're free to tip whatever you want to any reference, or anything in the system, but doesn't mean there wouldn't be use in having some set amount that people could think of as a like, right? And so, bringing it all back, we first started out with this concept of establishing your accounts and how that would be done on the cloud chain. So that would be its own prefix encoding of root, right? That would be one of root's functions in addition to proposing blocks and perhaps other things. So that brings us to the fog of war, right? So here's the deal. You have BTC Joe's cloud chain downloaded, right, on your computer, and the shit doesn't even need to be, in sync or even updated, because ideally, once you get this thing going and all figured out, you're not going to do hard forks, you're just going to do soft forks because you want to have it working for this specific use case and the man in the coma and all that jazz. But, you could be following, I mean, sorry, you could have my cloud chain on your computer and it could be off for years. And then you turn that shit back up, you boot it up a few years later because you want to see where I'm at, right? In these times of everyone being banned and, oh, is he on this platform? Is he on that platform? And eventually we'll get rid of all the platforms, right? I mean, they'll become server feeds, and you're already starting to see some server feeds out there, but, for now, they're going to be, as Bitcoin explodes and crypto explodes and people learn more about that stuff, they'll draw people in just with traditional accounts. And then, you can add digital signatures for identities, and then, the history, and, you gradually transition into the system, right? But that's all moving along pretty fast, if you've been paying attention. But anyway, so you've had, Cloud Chain Core on your on BDZ Joe's Cloud Chain Core on your computer, and that shit's been sitting, in your desk, and you pull it out, turn on the computer, and then you boot up Cloud Chain Core for BTZ Joe, and boom, syncs up, in a few hours or whatever it is. I'd like to say a few days, like Bitcoin, or Bitcoin takes like up to a week, but that would mean that's once way down the line, right? So anyway, the point is, you boot it up and it just resyncs, and then One of the functions of the software is just identifying all of Root's transactions, and so it says, updating,15 notifications. Root has changed his account 4 times. Most recent Root transaction is this, and BDZ Joe is posting at BDZJoe4.com because he's been Amazon Web Services banned him, and he just keeps doing a new website to fucking fuck with them or whatever it is. It could be the same thing. You could have all these different backwards compatible accounts, and so it's like, what's the value of even having a following at this point? But you could just play those games. Obviously, we're gonna get away from Twitter and all that bullshit anyway, but you could see how this could be used, right? So, in some ways, this shit is a solution to the fog of war. And if you have your own server and all that, which is great, you could be somewhat immune, but you don't even need to be if you could just be if everyone knows where you're at, right? So, in a lot of ways, this, Bitcoin solves the Byzantine genitals problem, as applied to money, right? Like, there's no way of having trusted information, without this distributed consensus, right? But so Bitcoin applies that to use to solving that to do a public ledger, but this just reapplies the same concept to literally be solving the fog of war, which is just funny and ironic because that's always brought up with Bitcoin. So this literally could be a solution to that, where you use the cloud chain as a communication mechanism, and everyone who runs your cloud chain can always be up to date with where you're at, what you're posting, and they have all of your history, at least in terms of the record of it, and then they literally have it with the identity blockchain. So you're going to need to, if you want to run a cloud chain to mine, you're going to need to have the identity blockchain node as well. And so that's what we're going to get into in this next part. So we'll wrap it up here and dive into that in part 2.